Welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me for the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next entrepreneur is a phenomenal entrepreneur. He creates amazing work in the world. He has a no BS guide to building the business of you. I love that title. So welcome, Chris Decker.
Thanks for having me. It's nice to be here.
And I guess you've been traveling a bit and just got back. Where else were you in the world for a while?
I've been on a bit of a speaking tour. So I've sort of kicked off everything in Singapore and then popped over to the US, where I had a couple of gigs and private coaching as well. So it's been a busy last few months.
Well, welcome home.
Thank you. It's nice to sleep in my own bed.
You're like, hey, Ben, it's Chris.
Right.
So what's something that really messes, I would say sort of maybe more of the self-help or health wellness coaches, what's something that really gets in our way? What messes us up a bit?
I think, well, I know what messes you up, and that is you try and do it all yourself. It's actually the same for entrepreneurs, period, but that is the biggest stumbling block. When we talk about growth of businesses and growth of brands in general, the issue is you try and do it all yourself. And we all know that it's not possible. Eventually, you have to stop doing every single little thing yourself. And you've got to bring on people that can actually help you take your business to the next level. And this is the problem. This is the biggest issue. And this was the biggest aha moment for me personally was I was like that as well, right the way through to the end of 2009 when I hit burnout. We're talking hospital time, we're talking antidepressants, the whole kit and caboodle. And eventually I realized that I just couldn't do it on my own anymore. So I had to break away and build my team and do things properly. I now have over 400 people working for me. I have 3 different businesses and multi 7-figure annual revenue. And I only work around 30 hours a week. I don't work Fridays. I haven't done for 4 years. And my family is more happy for it. And I'm a lot more healthier and happier as an entrepreneur as well. So the big issue is, gotta stop doing everything yourself.
Yeah. And let's look back to that switch. So for me, it was when I chose to have the podcast.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'm going to have a podcast, but it's going to be easy. Okay. That means I can't do it all. I'm going to have people do the sound. I'm going to have people help with the organization and the website and the promotion. I'm just going to relax and do what I love, which is these interviews. But in my publishing business, it's like I have a hard head. So where was the place where you just switched and you went, it was really when you got sick, when you just started?
Yeah, for me, that was the big wake up call. Yeah, that was
me. To have help.
It was literally.
How did you get started?
Sorry?
How would you get started?
Well, I mean, you've got to figure out what you're doing and what you should not be doing. That's the biggest question, is that you might actually like doing certain things. You might be really, really good at certain things. But the big picture question is, should you actually be doing all those things as the business owner, right? So it's like, for example, publishing. You've got cover design, you've got editing, you've got inline edits, you've got developmental edits, you've got layout of the book, you've got marketing of the book, and all these other things that you have to do. Should you really be doing your inline edits? Hell no, absolutely not. Should you be doing your developmental edits? Hell no, because you're too close to the manuscript already. You need someone else to come up with ideas to help you develop it more. So there's certain things just in that one piece of work of creating a book, there's certain things that you shouldn't be doing yourself anyway. Plain simple. But the issue is, you don't want to let go of it. That's
I know, because I'm laughing because I really get that the editing is a piece that's keeping Happy Publishing from growing to its potential. Because I like dishing out on the design. I like just doing big picture on the design. I like doing, but that word for word thing where I don't want a word in my book, any of the books I publish, like I don't want any of the words to, that's the part I'm going to need to really just have discipline about, letting good people come in and help. I get that.
That's awesome. The key. You've just sold yourself on exactly what you need to do, Erica, because you said it yourself, you've got to let good people come in and take care of it for you. Not just people, but good people. And for us to be able to break away and let go of certain tasks, we need to know that those tasks are being done by someone who actually knows what they're doing. So you don't hire some muppet to come in and take care of something that's that close to you and that important to your business. You hire someone that's been doing it for a number of years and has got a certain amount of experience. Now, if that means you've got to pay a little bit more, then you pay a little bit more because you know you have to get good people on board. But what happens is that time that's freed up, that's freed up, you can spend, you know, that time spending more time on, you know, strategizing for your growth and getting in front of the right people at events and all these sort of different types of real business building activities.
So tell me a little bit about what you do to help entrepreneurs and give us a little insight into your Youpreneur Summit coming up in London this fall.
Yeah, so I mean, really my focus is I work with personal brand, what I call personal brand entrepreneurs, which are people like coaches or consultants, speakers, authors, experts in any way, shape, or form. People that are ultimately building businesses based around their experience, their personality, and the people that they want to help and serve and support, right? So I help everybody from, you know, in within that niche, from everything from, you know, making sure that they've got a solid web presence to coming up with ideas for marketing into their industry to helping them when it comes down to the monetization of that, you know, that community and that platform. And really the Youpreneur Summit, which is taking place, like you say, in November, this coming November in London. This is really the culmination of 12 years of entrepreneurship from my end. We expect several hundred people to kind of compose.
Yeah, I think I saw you'd already brought some pretty high caliber folks into.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, you know, I put a real premium on relationships. I think relationships are the single most important thing in business and life. And so, you know, I've made some very, very good friends over the years in the business world. And it's a bit of a no-brainer for them to come over and support me at an event that I'm running because I've helped them in so many different ways and supported them as well. That's what friendships are all about at the end of the day. Friendships should be treasured. They shouldn't be used. And I see that happening way too much online. People using each other to get their email lists or to become an affiliate or to promote their event or to promote their book. And it's a huge amount of BS. And one of my major focuses is actually try and create that P2P mindset or that people-to-people mindset of friendships and relationships online. So the Youpreneur Summit is going to bring all those people together. There's lots of learning. We're going to be doing lots of masterminding, lots of breakout sessions, and you know, who knows, there could be some tea and scones involved as well, because it is London.
It's London.
It is London.
Although when I went, it was funny because I spent one summer there and everyone offered me coffee, and I love tea. I actually personally love tea. And well, they're like, oh, you're American.
That's what we do. See, in England, we understand that Americans are more coffee drinkers than they are tea drinkers. So we want to make you feel welcome, you see. We didn't want to force the tea down your throat when you were there.
I was like, I like a nice English breakfast with some milk, please.
There you go.
So it was just great having you here. I feel like I could just interview you for just hours, but it is an 8-minute entrepreneur
podcast.
It's
an 8-minute show. You've got to stay on brand. That's the number one rule of building a brand, stay on brand.
Chris, thank you so much for making it on the show. And how can we reach you and find out a little bit more about you?
Well, if you want to, you know, potentially come over to the summit in London, maybe you're in the UK, maybe you're Europe, US, we get people traveling from all over the world to come to it. So they can just go to youpreneursummit.com. That's youpreneursummit.com. And if they want to find out a little bit more about me, they can just go to chrisducker.com. Simple as that.
Awesome. Thank you for coming.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Today's show was brought to you by Audible. For a free book that you can listen to anywhere, go to audibletrial.com/The Erica Glessing Show and enjoy a book from our wonderful sponsor, Audible.